An important term to become familiar with when talking about cardiac arrhythmias is bigeminy. Most of the time when we say bigeminy, what comes to mind is ventricular bigeminy, in which a normal sinus-conducted beat is followed by an earlier-than-expected ventricular beat, that is a PVC, premature ventricular contraction, and when the sequence occurs in a regular repetitive pattern, normal sinus-conducted beat, PVC, sinus beat, PVC again, all occurring with a constant coupling interval, that is with the same measured distance between the sinus beat and the early ventricular beat, then we have a bigeminal rhythm in which every other beat is a PVC. But the term bigeminy encompasses more than just ventricular bigeminy, so it's important to appreciate the ECG context in which this term is used. Simply stated, a bigeminal rhythm means that there are pairs of beats, alternately known as group beating, in which each of the pairs consists of two QRS complexes, which may or may not look the same, which are then separated by a brief pause. But there are many variations on this theme, and my purpose in presenting this audio pearl is simply to make you aware, if you are not already, of the fact that when you recognize a bigeminal rhythm, paired beating, that there are a number of diagnostic entities to consider. Let's first consider the early beats. When every other beat is an early occurring ventricular beat, a PVC, then the rhythm is ventricular bigeminy. Ventricular bigeminy may last for a variable period of time, sometimes only for a few beats before a regular sinus rhythm resumes, but on occasion for an extended period of time. Most patients who only have brief periods of ventricular bigeminy, but who do not have underlying heart disease, have a benign course. This is not necessarily so when ventricular bigeminy occurs in patients who either do have underlying heart disease or who have a very large PVC burden because they spend most hours of each day in this rhythm. But that's the exception, and in most patients, ventricular bigeminy is not that persistent. Other forms of early beats can also produce a bigeminal rhythm. Thus, you can have atrial bigeminy, in which every other P wave occurs early, that is, sinus beat, PAC, premature atrial contraction, sinus beat, PAC, and so forth. Or you can have junctional bigeminy, in which every other QRS complex is a premature junctional contraction. To complicate matters, if PACs occur very early, they may conduct either with aberration if they occur within the relative refractory period, or if PACs occur earlier and fall within the absolute refractory period, then these bigeminal PACs may not be conducted at all. And since these blocked PACs may reset and delay the SA node, the result may be a marked bradycardia that isn't due to AV block or sick sinus syndrome, but simply due to atrial bigeminy with blocked PACs. But bigeminal rhythms are not always the result of premature beats. Instead, they can be due to a variety of conduction disturbances. The most common of these is production of paired beats, that is, group beating with alternating long-short cycles due to second-degree AV block of the Mobitz 1 type. In this situation, there are three P waves, but only two of these P waves are conducted to the ventricles, so the result is 3-2 AV Wenckebach conduction in which the PR interval increases for the second P wave in each group, with the third P wave not conducting. 3-2 Wenckebach conduction is not only seen with Mobitz 1, but it can also be seen in patients with atrial flutter or atrial tachycardia, both of which often manifest Wenckebach conduction out of the AV node. Pairs of beats with alternating long-short cycles can also be seen with SA nodal block. For example, if there is 3-2 exit block of the Wenckebach type with the electrical impulse trying to get out of the SA node. When this happens, you'll again see pairs of beats with alternating long-short intervals. The rhythm will be different from AV Wenckebach because the PR interval will not be increasing and the atrial rhythm will not be regular as it is with AV blocks. 3-2 SA block of the Wenckebach type will differ from PACs, that is atrial bigeminy, because all P waves that you do see will look the same because they are all coming from the SA node. With atrial bigeminy, the PACs should look different from sinus P waves in at least a couple of leads. And then there is escape capture bigeminy, in which because of marked sinus bradycardia, an underlying junctional escape rhythm takes over. Retrograde conduction out of the AV node may produce an echo beat that is then able to turn around and conduct down to the ventricles. In summary, it's impossible to talk about all the potential bigeminal mechanisms without pictures of the various arrhythmias. That said, my point in this brief presentation was simply to highlight that when you see pairs of beats in a bigeminal long-short cycle rhythm, with the two QRS complexes in each pair either looking the same or different from each other, that there are a variety of potential explanations for this rhythm that encompass various types of premature beats or conduction disorders, among others. It's not all atrial or ventricular bigeminy, and we need to look closer to arrive at the correct diagnosis.